Danger, danger. The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Hi, hello. It is 11 p.m. on Tuesday, November 12th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. And this is The Witching Hour. I'm your host, Chris, and today we got kind of an eclectic mix, as usual. We have a lot of new music today, which I'm very excited about, especially from the girlies this week, which I'm very, very excited about. Starting us off today, we're not yapping for 10 minutes off the top for once. Spirit Box has another collab with Megan Thee Stallion. I thought it was going to be a one-time thing, and I'm so excited that it's not. And for those who don't know, I love Spirit Box. They're a Canadian band. They recently won the Oscar for Best Metal Performance at the last Oscars. And yeah, I'm just stoked that they're doing more stuff with Megan Thee Stallion, because I also love Megan. And also, this is just an example. If you're a metalcore band, just collaborate with a rapper. Stop trying to rap yourself. Nobody wants you to. It's okay. You don't have to be good at rapping and everything else. Just collab with a rapper. Please, I'm begging. Even, like, some of my favorite bands, I'm like, just give it up. Give up the ghost of being a rapper. It's all right. You can have rap in the song, but it doesn't have to be you, and that's okay. And that's my PSA for this evening. If you're a metalcore singer, have a very trusted friend who's very honest. Let you know how the rap situation is before you really put it on the track. But the song we're playing, I actually haven't listened to the whole thing. I've only heard a snippet because I wanted to hear it in the studio. I wanted to experience it with all of you. It's TYG. I don't know what that stands for. I'll be looking it up as we listen. With Megan Thee Stallion and Spirit Box on Megan Act 2. I listened to a few songs on the whole album, and all bangers, obviously, because it's Megan. But I have not listened to this one in full on purpose, so I'm very excited to hear it with you all. I will say, explicit content warning, if you missed it off the top of the episode, very, very important now that we're not after midnight, I feel much more seen, which is a bit scary. So if there's cuss words in this, this is your warning. It's not my fault. Your kid should be in bed. If you're delicate, tune out. Then after that, we have, I think all of our first songs are new. Yeah, our full first set is all pretty much new. So Gore, with a period at the end, is a new band. And you know they're new because there's punctuation in their name. And I don't know why, but new bands love to do that. Maybe we're just running out of names. And now everyone needs like underscores and periods and exclamation points to have a new name. But they finally dropped this EP that I've been really, really looking forward to. They've been dropping singles since late 2023. So it's been a bit. And then, yeah, they finally dropped the EP. And this is my favorite song off of it. It's called, the EP is A Bud That Never Blooms. And then my favorite song off it is called Pray. And it just starts off so strong. And it's so good. It's so good. Never gets old. I haven't gotten bored of it. It's the first single that they dropped, I think, and I still haven't gotten bored of it. Yeah, so those are our first two songs, and then we'll talk about the rest when we come back. But again, all new music and all girlies for this first set. So yeah, enjoy starting off with Megan Thee Stallion and Spirit Box TYG right here on CFRC.
Slap around, bitch, she asked me what the fuck I do. I'm running down on any I go hard in the pain. I'm the type to test your gas, to put my fingers in your face. Yeah, I'm the type of bitch, put my fingers in your face. I'ma test you if you pussy. I go hard in the pain. Yeah. Can't be honest, I'm really iconic. Whatever I do, keep people talking. I just be breathing. Now it's a problem. I'm with a nigga, now he a topic. Can't let a bitch play me, this ain't a biopic. I really be grinding, I really be wildin'. These bitches be talking, but I be on timing. When you get pressed, you better be crying. Here come another bitch. Speaking on my moves. What the fuck do we got to do with you? You hoes corny. Secretly adore me. Speaking on my life, cause yours is so boring. I'm the type to test your gas, to put my fingers in your face, yeah. I'm the type of bitch, put my fingers in your face. I'ma test you if you pussy. I go hard in the paint, yeah.
Just stay here.
Okay, so those first few songs were Going Backwards. We finished off with Sincerity by Butcher Babies, and we heard Butcher Babies last week as well on our Halloween episode. Yeah, I just love Butcher Babies, and I'm so glad that they're making new music. And after that, or before that, we had Prey by Gore, again off of their new album, A Bud That Never Blooms, that I've been really looking forward to since they started releasing singles. And then right at the start there, we had TYG, Megan Thee Stallion, and Spirit Box. And that was a great first listen. I enjoyed it. I'm very glad that I gave my explicit content warning before it started. But yeah, banger, as expected from Megan and Spirit Box. I would expect nothing less. And moving on, we have more girlies, as usual on this show. So we're gonna start with the last song that I haven't played on this show from The Cost of Giving Up, Poppy's new EP that dropped this month, Crystallized. And it's a very poppy song. Not poppy as in the artist, but poppy as in it's a pop song. I think there's like a touch of heavier elements in there, but I just wanted to play it. You know, it felt wrong to just leave this one untouched off the new Poppy EP, especially when there's so few songs on it. Then after that, we have You Want It, You Got It by Deli Girls. Love Deli Girls. We all know this. And I've been particularly obsessed with this song lately. Like, I just have it on repeat. I'll talk about it after because no spoilers, but there is a particular sound in this song that I used to like absolutely loathe, and it drove me crazy. And I'd be like, this is such a good song. Why is this stupid sound in it? But now I'm over it and I enjoy it for what it is as part of the song. But, you know, I could do with or without it. Then we have a shout out to Chance. This is another Chance recommendation because he knows he can send me weird stuff and I'll like it. So we're going with Fire Tools. Thick, flowy, glowy, sparkly, stingy pain .mpeg is the name of the song from their album Eternal Home. And I just love Fire Tools. They're like not afraid to take big swings. And I love their branding. It's also bright and colorful and insane. And it makes my eyes bleed and I love it. So those are going to be our next few songs. Then I'm probably going to come back and chat, I think. And yeah, we have a special surprise after the return of a beloved segment. Your hint is my backtrack today, which is Sempiternal by Bring Me the Horizon. I've been banging that album lately. So yeah, I think that'll tell you what's coming next. But anyways, next up, enjoy Crystallized by Poppy right here on CFRC 101.9 FM on The Witching Hour.
If I never get back up, all the crap will buzz in my heart. Let me help me down. 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 Let me help me down.
Okay, and we're back. That was pretty quick. So those last few songs were Crystallized by Poppy. Again, that last song off the new EP, The Cost of Giving Up. Then we had You Want It, You Got It by Deli Girls. And y'all know how I love Deli Girls. And the sound in that song that I used to not be able to stand was the dog bark. Like, it drove me crazy. I was like, this song is so good. And then there's just this freaking bark in the middle of it. But it's grown on me. And now I like it. Now I think it's like, it gives it a little oomph. But overall, I could do with or without the barking. But you know what? It is what it is. It's in the song. And, you know, that's what makes it perfect. So then after that, we had Fire Tools. Thick. We got to get the full title here. Give me a second. Thick, Flowy, Glowy, Sparkly, Stingy Pain, .mpeg by Fire Tools. And again, a lot of their songs, they're not afraid to step away from the metal and just do something completely different for a bit, which I think is really fun. One of their songs has like a wicked sax in it, and I think it's so fun. Yeah, I love Fire Tools. And just their whole aesthetic is so fun. They're so colorful and bright and cartoony. And yeah, just love it. We love Fire Tools here on CFRC on the Witching Hour. And coming up next is the long-awaited return of our Emo Twerp Loser Throwback of the Week. You can say those words in any order. It means the same thing. So, as you can tell, again, I've been on my Bring Me the Horizon kick with the Sempiternal in the background. And I was wearing my Sempiternal sweater the other day. And I was like, okay, I think this is just the album I'm listening to right now. So, I picked Shadow Moses to play as our Emo Loser Twerp throwback of the week. I just felt like it was very fitting, and it's just a banger. And this whole album, honestly, maybe this album, I'm coming back to it because it's just representing the state of the world right now, aka everything's really bad. Yeah, and I really like Shadow Moses. It's a really good song, banger. And then after did you like my swallow right into the mic? I know that's what you tuned in for, is the gross mouth noises and coughing directly into the microphone that this show offers, unlike any other program here on CFRC. And, you know, maybe I should just become an ASMR show where I'm just really phlegmy. And that's the whole thing. After that, we have The Death We Seek by Currents. And I feel like this song is just such a strong song. And I'm trying to, like, get my energy up. I want to go to the gym after this. So, yeah. It's just a good high energy song that comes, like, you know, it doesn't mess around. It just starts right away. And then I love when a song just starts right away. Then after that, we have a new release by Counterparts. And yeah, I'm a big fan of Counterparts. They're Canadian. I don't remember. They're from Hamilton. Just remembered. Which is very exciting. Maybe they'll come to Kingston someday soon. But yeah, they just dropped this. I think a bit earlier this month. I don't know how I missed it, but I just randomly had this feeling that I wanted to check in on them today, and I did. I'm so glad I did. And I kind of skimmed through, and honestly, I think it might be a no-skips album. That's what I'm saying. These six songs, I was like having a really hard time narrowing down which one I wanted to play today. The album is called Heaven Let... or the EP is called Heaven Let Them Die, and I just ended up going with the first song because all of them were really good. So I went with A Martyr Left Alive. And I have a strong feeling you'll be hearing the other five songs in the next few weeks on The Witching Hour. Yeah. So that's going to be our first three songs there. I might throw in some other ones if we have some time. And yeah, enjoy your Emo Loser Twerp Throwback of the Week, the first in a very long time. Shadow Moses by Bring Me the Horizon, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We're ready to die. Can you feel?
Okay, I actually was not planning to come back at this moment, but I have very important information to share. So that was Shadow Moses by Bring Me the Horizon, your very first emo loser twerp throwback of the week in quite a while. I think we're going to bring it back because it's fun, and I'm an emo loser twerp still at heart. So I often want to play this anyways, and now I have an excuse. Then after that, we had The Death We Seek by Currents. Again, it's just like a good energy booster, I think. And then, and just like so high drama. I think what all of us want, everyone who likes metal, we just actually want a ballad, but we're damaged, so we need more. Then after that, we had A Martyr Left Alive by Counterparts from their new album, Heaven Let Them Die, is that correct? Yes, Heaven Let Them Die, which came out on November 7th. And my important news I had to share was that I forgot to look up what TYJ stands for, the title of the new Megan Thee Stallion Spirit Box song, and I am reporting now that it is Test Your Gangsta. So now we know, and that was really important to me. So yeah, I guess we'll say our goodbyes, because I think I'm just going to finish off with like 10 straight minutes of tunes. I think that's how we're going to go out tonight. Starting off, I think I'm going to play Ache by Black Coast. I really enjoy Black Coast. They're Canadian. I imagine they're from one of the coasts, but I'm actually not totally sure. I feel like maybe that's assuming that they're being way too literal. Let's see where they're from. They are from... It doesn't say. So, Ache by Black Coast... probably from a coast, maybe. Then we have Surfacing by Slipknot, which is kind of getting into a bit of our preview for next week. I've just been in such, like, I don't even want to call it divorced dad rock. It's like estranged father tunes. Like, you don't hang out with this guy. Like, divorced dad is pretty normal. He's listening to 3 Days Grace, some Breaking Benjamin, stuff like that, but I've just been like getting weird lately. I was listening to A Perfect Circle like all day today. I don't think Slipknot's that weird, but some of their songs I'm like, yeah, this is like, again, like your estranged male relative, like that energy. And I think I really exude that energy as well, so I'm feeling really locked into that lately with the music that I'm listening to, especially at the gym. I've been listening to a lot of that, so I'm like peak stink both in vibe and literally. So yeah, we're gonna do Ache by Black Coast, which is also kind of a stinky song just because it's so like slutty. Then we have Surfacing by Slipknot, which is just a banger. I have nothing to say that's negative about Slipknot ever. I love them. Then I'm doing Pet by A Perfect Circle, and A Perfect Circle, they're just kind of freaks, and like that's why where I'm getting the estranged energy from. Like, it's not your dad listening to 3 Days Grace with you in the car. It's not even like an awkward Nine Inch Nail song coming on in the car where it's like really uncomfortable. It's just like a whole other thing going on. So I picked Pet, which has the same lyrics as the song I'm gonna play next week. Spoiler alert, if you know, you know. Yeah, and I think we're gonna finish off the night with that. I think next week is going to be, We'll workshop it. We'll workshop the title the next week. You can't judge me. It's late. We're almost at midnight. Yeah, thank you very much for tuning in today. Look forward to next week where we're gonna play some funky stuff. And enjoy Ache by Black Coast, Surfacing by Slipknot, and Pet by Perfect Circle. Finishing off the night right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Good night, folks.
taking shape. Over and over and under my skin, all this momentum is doing me out. Fuck it all, fuck this world, fuck everything that you say.
light and a voice of reason. I'll be the one to protect you from your enemies and your choices, son. One and the same, I must isolate you. Isolate and save you from yourself.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
Ni